This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Restaurants are aiming to rehire staff after Governor Polis loosened COVID restrictions for much of the state. They can resume indoor dining at 25% capacity starting January 4th. Beth Gruich owns four restaurants in Metro Denver.
We're at our wit's end, and this couldn't come at a better time.
Gruich plans to bring back a dozen workers. Restaurants are struggling with outdoor dining during winter. More than 25,000 Coloradans filed new claims for unemployment last week. Another 19,000 filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which covers the self-employed and gig workers. The biggest recent job losses came from food service, healthcare, lodging, and education sectors. Colorado's unemployment rate is 6.4%, with almost 1 million claims filed since the pandemic began. Community leaders are concerned that distrust of the medical profession will stop vulnerable LGBTQ people from getting the COVID vaccine. Marty Moore of Out Boulder County says a lack of gender and sexuality training often blocks patients, especially transgender people, from getting proper health care.
Doctors may or may not be trained around LGBTQ issues, but the receptionist isn't. So you're sitting in the waiting room, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is so painful. Why do I have to, like, come out over and over again to people I don't know?
A survey of LGBTQ Coloradans focusing on the pandemic is being conducted by Out Boulder County's blog through Tuesday. This is CPR News.